Hello, I'm Jane Wales of Manchester Metropolitan University and the Manchester College. Welcome to the Bodies Blockbuster, my presentation at GLAAD Gathering Pace Conference in Belfast. Introduction and objectives. Pattern cutting lessons often begin with a bodice block as a starting point from which to introduce the concept and skills required for basic pattern cutting. Blocks generally used are a Western female size 12. There is often a good deal of technical explanation of the elements of the blocks required before students are able to experiment creatively, such as notches, darts, grain lines, and seam allowances. I wanted to take a more conceptual and experimental approach with a group of students who were complete beginners to pattern cutting to quickly facilitate their understanding of the process of evolving 2D drawings or patterns on paper or fabric to form, fitting and functional 3D outcomes, using their prior learning of basic maths, their own bodies, their experience of wearing and the fit of their clothes and their mark making skills, and move away from this established pedagogical framework using previously developed bodies blocks. Bodies blocks are an abstract concept when first encountered by students who have no experience of dressmaking or sewing. I believe using a more conceptual approach, utilising this knowledge of their 3D bodies and prior knowledge of fit of garments, basic mark making, basic geometry, can help move them away from requiring this complex technical and theoretical pattern cutting knowledge before they can then easily manipulate shapes, forms and construction processes to create effective 3D outcomes from 2D processes. The experimental workshops consisted of 2 3-hour sessions experimenting with this disruptive teaching method and aimed at facilitating students playing with these 2D and 3D processes and developing successful 3D outcomes in a really low-tech, fun and inclusive setting. The objective was to facilitate their creation of a basic pattern and a constructed prototype garment designed around their own body within a 3-hour time period using this method. The second 3-hour workshop was designated for refinement and the introduction of technical terminology and markings such as grain lines, notches, seam allowances, and develop their use of the technical tools required to produce these, including pattern masters, set squares, and notches. Methodologies and methods. Demonstration. Demonstrating this basic method of tracing around the body was centred over 2 lines marked on a paper, creating a cross. One aligning with the centre front vertically and horizontally a line forming the bust line, as you see in photo number 1. Students use this starting point to draw around their partner to create a shape that fits around the body. And to start considering, it needed to be joined with seams, allow a head through the neck hole, and allow an arm through the armhole. This demonstration was no longer than 10 minutes in order to hand over the proactive process to students as soon as possible. At this point, we moved to support and listening, supporting students in their pairs or one-to-ones to facilitate their progress, encouraging students to explain their difficulties in developing the patterns and encouraging a brave problem-solving approach to the process was a key part of this workshop, challenging them to consider fit, function, space, shapes and the styling that they wanted. We had technical support, technicians to sew using the industrial machines as the students were not inducted to use university machinery. So students could focus on their 2D, 3D development without worrying too much about the construction. Construction communication and their feedback from the makers, the technicians, supported their processing and reflection on their pattern cutting. Reflection. Getting the student to step back from the work with participants to evaluate their progress. Does it work? If not, why not? What can we do to correct and refine it? Does it look like you wanted it to look? How can we change it? Questions were an important part of this process, helping them to develop their ideas. Testing. Trying final garments on people and mannequins to evaluate fit, function, and discovering how to make changes during the process. Results. All the participants pattern cut and completed a fabric top they had designed and cut independently to fit their own bodies within the session as demonstrated in photos 4 and 8. Most participants successfully developed an understanding of technical construction terminology such as ease, fit, grain and marking body lines on their patterns to ensure the fit of their garments. They were busy and active workshops with high student engagement. Learning was experiential and kinesthetic, and they learned through the doing. The pace was set by the students' own progress as they sought and received support from the tutor and the technicians at all stages. At the end of the first 3-hour session, all students had pattern cut from zero a simple t-shirt garment that they could fit into. During their one-to-ones, discussions, demonstrations, explanations and reflections, the student learning outcomes were creating a 2D pattern to generate a 3D outcome, understanding the concepts of grain, direction of stretch in the fabric and how that relates to fit and comfort, understanding the concept of ease in relation to fit and functionality of garments, basic construction techniques and basic pattern cutting terminology, how to model and fit onto a fashion mannequin and on a person, reflective thinking and problem solving skills, collaborative and support seeking skills, and health and safety in the workplace and safe working practices. The second workshop enabled students to refine and develop their pattern shape with technical markings and refine the fit of their garments. It was at this point possible to introduce the more technical elements, as students could now fit these elements onto their prior learning from session one. They began also at this stage to use technical pattern cutting tools, pattern masters and notches effectively as seen in photo 6. All students participating demonstrated pride and mastery in their garments, patterns and the skills they had developed in making as seen in photos 4 and 8. Conclusion. It is possible to move away from the bodice block as a pattern cutting training template, and doing so seems to free the students' creativity and supports the development of confidence in their own creative processes and problem solving skills. Additionally, moving away from a size 12 Western female body shape as a starting point also promotes a more inclusive and self-determined approach to pattern cutting. The participants designed and pattern cut for themselves rather than from a preordained template, which often needs a great deal of technical explanation before it can be successfully utilised by a beginner. There was a clear understanding of the concepts of pattern cutting, and using 2D and 3D processes to develop their patterns and garments in a fast, fun and holistic way. I want to leave this presentation with a quote from a creative pattern cutter and teacher, Julian Roberts. Pattern cutting to me is a physical activity, and I see garments as fluid in transit, constantly moving, asymmetrical, and far more expressive than a static floor plan or a technical drawing. Thank you.